Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast on this day. I give God all praise and glory. I magnify his holy name on today. I give him reverence. He is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God for just today. I thank God for today. You just don't know how much I thank and praise God for today. I just give God reverence and praise. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I thank God for each one of you being on our radio broadcast. I don't know what time I set this radio broadcast for, but I thank and praise God for what it is. I thank and praise God. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you. I don't know what's going on. Do not know what's going on today. But we're gonna just do it like we do it. I don't know. But I'm going to get ready to play some music. I don't know what's with the radio broadcast, but I'm gonna pray and get on off of it.
Connected you. I found.
Okay, let me see if I can edit this. Minutes remaining, okay. All right.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I gonna do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you can do? You took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you were good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. Oh, you, my life, can't praise you enough. Even if I try, come, you've so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell him today.
So good to me.
Go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say. without you I couldn't.
You are good. You make everything good. I can't wait.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I try, it wouldn't work. So good.
Good.
To be. Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today. Lord,
you've been so good. Lord, you're good.
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to be clear out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. For what you've done for me, how you loosed my shackles, how you set me free, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way. When there was no way to walk out, you made a way. You've been so good.
Come on, lift it up.
You've been
Everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Intent. Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast this evening for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God praise today. I give God glory today. I magnify his holy name on today. I'm trying to get things together. And I just give God the glory. I give him the praise all the day long. God is such a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised. I'm just, right now, I don't know, but I'm just so thankful to be here. One of my daughters, my stepdaughter, her grandmother died today. Maria, and she's kind of tore up about it. They're a little tore up about it, but you know, she lived a good and blessed life, and God is standing with them. You know, I pray for the bereaved family because we're going through so much of that, but we have to show enough be in God. We have to be in God because you know, even though she lived in 90, I guess she's somewhere up in there, and she lived a blessed, good life. But you know, we love them so much, but God loves them even more. So I want to keep her and her daughter and family in our prayers on tonight. I just want to thank everyone for supporting me this morning on the live broadcast. I had about 35 people on. I just thank and praise God this morning for the ones, you know, that God is sending. I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary, but it's all about God. It ain't about who I am and me and what I got on. That's why I keep wearing that old same red robe, standing for the blood, because I don't want people looking at what I got on or where I'm looking. I just do good enough to get my hair down, and then I pins it back, so they won't even be saying nothing about that, because I ain't for that. I'm just trying to do what God called me to do, and that's pray for the people of God. So I just give him reverence today, who is my life, and I just thank God for all of you just being on at this time, because you didn't have to do this, but I thank God that you did, because I got to get out of here in about 35-40 minutes. Thank God for each one of you. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then I'm going to pray. And whatever God gives me, that's what, you know, what I'm going to talk about tonight. But I want to give more time to whatever he wants me to say to you. I don't want to play too much music and take all the time up, because I need to hear from the Lord. So I see Tamla Man got a new song. I don't know how this sounds because I've never heard it. I don't know if I should play this, but Lord, you know.
I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah. Everything that was holding me down has only made me stronger. I'm more than a conqueror. If you
And give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thou glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem, and out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me unto the strong city? Who will lead me unto Edom? Will not thou, O God, who has cast us out, and will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? I have just read you the first 11 verses of Psalms 108. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come on tonight, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just give you praise tonight. I give you glory. We magnify your name. Father, I ask you right now, God, to let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, we need ministering to tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you tonight, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Father. I ask you on tonight to just move me from myself, God, and let the Holy Spirit just take over this vessel tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless every member, Lord, of this ministry and all of the ministries, God. I ask you to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, I pray and I ask you to bind the strong man. Lord, I bind up the strong man tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. I bind you now. I cast you out. I command you to go without the power and authority that God has given me. I say go now from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. I just thank and praise God. I'm all just letting the Holy Spirit have his way on tonight. And I just thank him on tonight. God has been so good to me. This is our testimony part. I just have to give him praise. I have to give him glory on tonight. I just thank him tonight. There's so many things that I can thank him for, but I just, you know, the best and most important thing to me is he is my Father, and that he sent his Son, and that he died for us, and he rose up with all power in his hands, and I thank God for that. I thank God for dying for my sins. I thank him for that. If he had not, I would be in a burning hell right now, but I thank God that he loved us so much that he sent his Son. I mean, no more have to be said than that. I just thank him on tonight. I give God praise and glory. I thank God for my health and my strength. You know, I thank God for a sound mind on this evening. I just thank and praise God. I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. God has blessed me so, and I give him praise. I just give him praise. You know, in all the things that we go through and the struggles and hard times, Jesus makes it all up. He make it all better. I just thank him on tonight. I give God praise and glory. And I just, I don't know. I feel some type of way tonight, you know, because I don't like to rush through this. I don't like rushing in. I don't like having to hear in my spirit, man, but I know this will probably be the last time that I have to do something like this because my assignment will be over probably tonight or first thing in the morning. But I'm grateful. I'm just grateful the way God uses me. I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. I don't take it for granted. I'm so grateful to be able to be on here tonight. So if anyone have a testimony tonight, this is your finest hour right here, right now. Amen. Amen. Or if not, I could play another song.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just wanted to just give a quick testimony.
Okay.
I've been kind of, you know, I guess in a depressed state, but I didn't realize I was in a depressed state because I feel like God didn't want me to realize that he's been having me to do things that people that's depressed don't do. Like he's just been talking to me, he's been telling me to get up and do this, go walk, go talk to me, you know, love on me, mm-hmm. tell me, you know, he just been doing all of that. And I thank God for that, because a lot of depressed people don't come out of it. And me, I don't speak nothing on my life. People will say that, oh, you depressed. I'd be like, no, don't speak that on my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like the doctors, they tell me I had high blood pressure. No, you're not speaking that into my life. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I don't take high blood pressure medicine, and I ain't checking my blood pressure, because I know and I trust that God a plan for me, and I know what he's doing in my life. I feel like if I keep doing what the Lord tell me to do, he's going to keep on keeping me. And I just thank God for that. I guess that's just his grace and his mercy that's upon us.
Yeah.
When we do the will of God, I feel like we earn his grace and we earn his mercy.
Yeah.
So I thank God for everything that he has done for me and giving me enough grace and mercy to keep me going on a day-to-day basis.
Lord.
I love God so much. And me waking up every day is him showing me that he loves me too.
Yes,
so grateful. We take the littlest things for granted. The other day, me and my boys was talking about blind people and people that can't hear. And I was telling them, God was telling me, that's a teaching moment. I said, see, that's why you don't take those things for granted, because you don't know what those people go through. But just because they're blind, they still hear. God is still keeping
them.
Right. When they blind, they can hear real good. Or when they deaf, they can see real good, or taste or feel. And God is still good in the midst of our going through. He is still good in the midst of us in pain. You know, he is still good in the midst of us grieving or in sorrow with a broken heart. God is still good, and
thank
he is just
Jesus.
Waiting on us to accept that. And he's just standing right there with his hand out. And as soon as we reach out for him, he's grabbing us. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for God. I thank him for sending his son, Jesus, for me. Because if it wasn't for that, I probably would be able to do what I'm doing now. And I just wanted to give God some praise and some acknowledgement, because he is good every day. I don't care if we wake up and it's a bad day. He's still good, because there's a lot of people that ain't wake up and keep woke up in. So I'm just grateful,
God.
and I thank God I love God so much.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's awesome testimony, and I thank and praise God for the testimony on today, and encourage somebody today. Do we have any more testimonies? Amen. I'm just going to play a song, and then, amen, then I'm going to see where God, how the Holy Spirit leads after that.
Oh,
testimonies. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come tonight, God, asking you to hear our prayer tonight. Hear our prayer tonight, God. Lord, we come asking you tonight to just hear our prayer, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know we need you on tonight, God. We need you, God. We need you tonight, God. Lord, we trusting on you, God, in you, God. We leaning on you, God. We depending on you tonight, God. Lord, just have mercy tonight, Lord. So many things going on, God. So many of us need you. All of us need you. Some of us don't know we need you, God, but I'm praying tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that we know and understand that we can't do nothing without you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you on tonight, God, to hear my prayer right now, God, and hear every request, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, some of us need you for one thing, and some of us need you for another tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight, God, in the mighty name, in your mighty name, Jesus. Lord, we need you right now, God, and we can't make it without you tonight. We need you, Jesus, in the whole of us seeking the under, in the name, hold up, I see the end. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you tonight to send your anointing, God. Send your anointing right now, God. Send your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, let the power fall, Lord. Let your anointing fall, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it fall, God. Let it rain, Lord. Let your power fall on us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Jesus. And we can't make it without you, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you right now, God. And I thank you for each one of us on tonight. And I thank you right now that you're covering us, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. We magnify your name, Lord. We just call on you tonight, God. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God, for covering our families. In the name of Jesus, covering our children, covering our grandchildren, covering our great-grand, covering our families, Lord. We thank you, God. We don't take that for granted, God. We thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory in spite of everything, God, in spite of all that we go through, all of our struggles, God, and you still love us, God. Every mistake we made, God, in making tonight, we still, you still love us, God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. I just thank you, Lord, and turn us around when we go on the wrong way, God. Put us on straight street tonight, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I know you're looking. I know you're sitting high, Lord. I know you're sitting high and you're looking low, God. I know you see everything that we do, God. Lord, I ask for forgiveness right now, God, for thinking wrong, for saying wrong, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, thinking negative things and saying negative things and doing all
kind of stuff that we shouldn't be doing and not doing what you told us to do. Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover us. Cover us, God. Cover us tonight in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your covering, God. Send your angels, Lord, and let them dwell in our houses, God, and in the name of Jesus, in our cars, on our jobs, God, in the name of Jesus. I just, so many things, Lord, I just ask you tonight to have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy on us, God. Hear our prayer tonight, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory tonight. I hear the Lord saying that he need more praise. You know, we go to God with all our wants and all our needs, but we don't give God enough praise. We got to have a part in a time to praise God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I praise you right now, God. Holy Spirit of God. Just take over tonight. Just take over tonight. Just take over tonight and take control tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it, God. Do it for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Turn us around, God. Let us do it the right way, God. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. I hear the Lord say somebody was painting a little bit today or tonight or whenever, I don't know. But God's going to touch in the mighty name of Jesus. He's going to touch. In the name of Jesus, touch right now. Heal right now, God. Deliver right now, God. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say he hears different prayers. He hear your prayers. He hear your prayers. He say you got to believe what you're asking for. He say I'm going to strengthen you in that area. You can't just speak it. You got to believe what you're asking for. You speak it, but you believe it. And if somebody want to wear some heels, I don't know who this is. Somebody want to wear some heels. And God said, not yet. I hear the Lord say, church ain't, church is not, church is not like it was. It's going to be a whole different thing. And Prophet Sally, I hear the Lord said, wait on the Lord. Just wait on him. There's some things you want to do. That you and Prophet want to do, he said, wait for him. He said, something else you're going to need with what you got. And he said, don't depend on nobody but him, nobody but God.
And don't worry about nothing. He got everything taken care of. He said, keep on studying. Put no limit on God. Thank you, Jesus. The job have not blessed Prophet. He should be looking for something. I don't know what, but yeah. I don't know what it is, but things are going to get better for him. More, and he says a lot of more things you're going to know what you're going to see. And you sow into people's lives how you can sow. You tithe how you can tithe, whatever you can tithe, your time, your talent. You do that so God can open these doors for you. You do that. And continue to pray for people. Because it ain't always about money, tithing money. You got your time and your talent. You know, you got other ways that you can sow and tithe, and God will be pleased with it. And that goes for all of us. I hear the Lord say, new jobs coming. He said, more than one. I hear him say it's a new season, Prophetess Harris, new season. Open up that door. It's a new season coming for you. I hear you say, I'm waiting. I'm hoping so. I'm waiting. Some new doors going to be open up. But God wants you to stay in that word even the more. I know you be on, you have different leaders and you be on different prayer lines and stuff, but God wants you to stay in your word even the more because he speaks to you through your word. and if I don't know who, but if somebody got some unforgiveness in their hearts, if you do, release it in the name of Jesus. Yourself. Get a hold of your blessings up. Pray in y'all houses too. Just pray in your houses. Just, you know, I know you probably do. But when you just least expect that you're sitting up and not doing anything, make sure you pray. Just get the oil, anoint your doors or whatever, you know, and ask God to bind any, because people can speak and sense stuff. Just thinking about you and the sense stuff. So I hear the Lord say, pray in your houses. So I just thank and praise God. I can't really get into it because I know I got to leave in 5 minutes, but I'm going to just let God have his way on Sunday. And it's not going to be, maybe that's what he was saying, it's not going to be church as usual for Sunday. We're going to just let the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, just go free. And how he do this on Sunday. I'm not gonna be trying to follow no program, no nothing. I'm just gonna let the Holy Spirit have his way Sunday. So,
Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to let you know that I did have some pain today. I've never felt it before, but and I was contemplating on wearing some heels or not. So the Lord did speak to me today, and I thank and praise God for the confirmation.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God for that. Amen. Don't you now? Why you didn't call me anyway?
Well, it just started happening. I had went up some stairs and
All right, man. You got to stay down. And please don't wear no heels right now. You can't do that. Please.
Exactly.
Right, we're going to have to get her. But that's okay. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for you tonight. You're going to feel some warmness that you know now. I'm going to be praying for you tonight, for you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be praying because I don't want to have to run on up in there because you know I will. But I thank and praise God for each one of y'all. I'm going to get off here. I got to run out of here, but I love y'all. Father, in the name of Jesus, just keep them covered. Touch your body right now, God. Cover, Father, up under the shed blood of Jesus, each one of them. And encamp your angels all around about them, Father, about them, Lord, in their families, the children and husbands and wives, Lord. Do it for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory and praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. I wouldn't run out like this, but this man not supposed to live past in the morning. And his family is there. So I know they waiting on me because I told them I was a chaplain. So I'm going to get out of here and get there so maybe I can comfort somebody. I don't know what, you know, what God is doing, but I want to be there. You know, I know he going to probably leave on my watch. It's okay because I've been praying that he have a smooth transition. So God bless you all. I love you. And we'll talk, if not tomorrow. I'm going to be ready on Sunday. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night. Love you too.
Love you. Good night.